USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering the passage of a small business relief package in the Senate. The president says he looks forward to taking up the measure soon.
I urge the House to pass the bill, and they're going to be voting on it, I imagine, very soon.
President Trump says his administration worked closely with lawmakers to get the nearly $500 billion package through the Senate. The president explains what's exactly in the bill.
That includes $382 billion in crucial small business support to keep workers on the payroll, $75 billion to aid hospitals, which really need the aid.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow is promising action when it comes to China and the coronavirus. Speaking on Fox News, Kudlow says there will be an investigation over a period of time, and he also says that China will be held accountable. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House and Congress have reached a deal on a funding package that will replenish a loan program meant to aid small businesses impacted by the coronavirus. The deal comes as Democrats let the Paycheck Protection Program run out of money late last week, leaving millions of small business owners in the lurch. The deal could head to President Trump's desk as early as Thursday. President Trump says he will sign an executive order banning all immigration during the coronavirus pandemic. The news comes as 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment in the last month due to the country's economy largely grinding to a halt because of the virus. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on the move.
Look, no one likes it. The president didn't want to put travel restrictions in place. He didn't want to put immigration restrictions in place. But we have to because of this terrible virus that's been unleashed from foreign shores and was not the responsibility of the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, it appears Democrats and Republicans have agreed to a deal that would fund the Paycheck Protection Program with $350 billion of money. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says it never should have came to this, but the Democrats insisted on playing games.
You know, the games the Democrats are playing on this are ridiculous. We saw this on the CARES Act, where we had a bipartisan agreement on the CARES Act, and then at the last minute, Nancy Pelosi parachuted in, blew it up, and delayed it for 4 days. We now have the Paycheck Protection Plan, which has proven immensely popular. It is the difference between life and death for millions of small businesses across the country. Restaurants and bars and movie theaters and nail salons and hair salons. And the Democrats have allowed this program to expire, and they just held it hostage. And they're continuing to do it. My message to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, stop screwing around with these small businesses and people's livelihoods, because the partisan games they're playing are having very real consequences across the country.
The 2020 NFL draft set to take place virtually on Thursday evening. Teams doing what they can to prepare for the draft, including the Detroit Lions, whose general manager says their IT guy will be in a Winnebago in his driveway. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.